978-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope, their hope.
You know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived?
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new travel ban set to go into effect next week. President Trump issuing full and partial bans on 19 countries, he says, due to the recent Boulder firebomb attack as the reason. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The president was asked specifically why Egypt was not included, because in the video he released last night, he cited the Boulder, Colorado attack as a reason why he's moving forward on this right now. That was, of course, the suspect in that attack was an Egyptian man who had overstayed his visa. The president said Egypt is a country that the United States deals with very closely. He said they have things under control and the countries that are on the list do not.
In an unprecedented move, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing the U.S. would sanction four international criminal court judges. He says we're, quote, directly engaged in efforts by the ICC to investigate, arrest, detain, and prosecute nationals of the U.S. and Israel. This is ABC News. The federal judge overseeing the sex trafficking trial of Sean Denny Combs was in New York, issued a warning to the music mogul today after he was caught gesturing to members of the jury. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer is outside court.
What the judge was saying was that Sean Combs was nodding vigorously, looking at the jury, even during the sidebar, directing his expressions towards the jury. The judge was having none of it and said if it happens again, he will gladly welcome an objection from the government, give what's called a curative instruction, meaning an instruction to explain to the jury how they're supposed to appropriately react to those movements from the defense or even from Combs himself, or possibly throw Combs out of his own trial.
Smoke-filled skies in the U.S. due to those Canadian wildfires burning are starting to clear a bit, but health officials are still issuing air quality alerts for parts of the Midwest and Upper Plains. And severe storms are also in the mix. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds tonight, some showers and storms around, and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a high in the low 70s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms. A mix of sun and clouds for the weekend, more storms possible. Highs both days within a few degrees of 75. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The U.S. Supreme Court rules a Wisconsin charity does not have to pay state unemployment taxes. Thursday's unanimous ruling involves the Catholic Charities Bureau, which argued the state violated the U.S. Constitution's religious freedom guarantee by requiring payment of the tax while exempting other faith-based groups. At the Capitol, budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have stalled. The two sides remain at odds over a tax cut and spending priorities. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is trying to curb wrong-way driving in Wisconsin. A newly formed task force focusing on the issue is considering adding 10 more locations for wrong-way driver alert systems to the 20 currently in place statewide. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate shop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole at Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand, a division of Ansay & Associates. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. One person was rescued in Lake City after a vehicle entered Lake Pepin. According to the Lake City Police Department, firefighters and EMS responded to the call of the vehicle in Lake Pepin last Thursday evening. The boat landing at Roshan Park was closed for several hours during the rescue and recovery efforts. Firefighters were able to rescue the driver from the submerged vehicle and transport them to the hospital. The name of the driver was not released. An agreement between the city of Durand and the Arkansas Sanitary District is moving forward. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says there have been some minor changes to the agreement, but it's still hoped it would be approved by the end of June.
Our lawyers already been through it, but again, we need to get the final product here. Our hope is that we would approve that sometime in June, and then obviously the Arkansas Sanitary District can move forward with their plans.
The agreement would allow the Arkansas Sanitary District to build a new sewer line from Arkansas to Durand to access the Durand wastewater treatment facility. The city would then bill the district for the amount of water treated. The Eddy Street Bridge in Eau Claire will be closed on Friday for repairs. This comes after an inspection found structural flaws on the bridge, resulting in weight limit restrictions. The repairs are expected to begin at the end of the month and take 3 to 5 days to complete. The bridge will remain open to pedestrian and bike traffic. Bipartisan legislation introduced at the Capitol would support Wisconsin's smaller police agencies. The bill would create a pilot program providing grants to small law enforcement agencies. The grants would cover labor costs and unreimbursed training costs tied to sending officers to the academy and 6 months of on-the-job training. Lawmakers hope the bill would address staffing shortages that are currently affecting small police departments statewide, including here in western Wisconsin. The bill was introduced by Democratic lawmaker Senator Brad Paff and Representative Clinton Anderson and Republican Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
The city of Durand will be spraying for mosquitoes tonight. The Public Works Department will begin spraying this evening at 8 p.m. and should be done by midnight. Residents are advised to make sure the windows are closed in their home when the spray truck is in your neighborhood. The Wisconsin Public Works Commission will be holding a public hearing on the proposed water rate increase for the city of Durand on June 30th. The hearing will be held at Durand City Hall at 11 a.m. June 30th and also via Zoom. Visit the City of Durand website for more information on attending the meeting via Zoom. The proposed rate increase is just over 56% from current rates and would take effect later this year if approved by the PSC. The streets around Memorial Park in Durand are closed or will be closing soon for the upcoming Fun Fest. 2nd Avenue East and East Wells Street are currently closed by the park, and on Friday, 1st Avenue and Madison Street around the park will also be closed for events. Durand Fun Fest begins Friday at 3:30. The city of Tolma has issued a drinking water advisory after elevated nitrate levels were found in well 14. The well was taken offline after a test in May showed that nitrate levels were at 14.4 milligrams per liter, above the safe limit of 10. Tolma residents are being urged not to give tap water to infants or pregnant women. Tolma's working with the Wisconsin DNR on solutions and will provide updates as available. The University of Wisconsin is taking steps to improve health care in rural communities. The Orion Initiative aims to invest in the power of partnership between the medical community and frontline rural providers for better health care in rural areas. University officials say this will be accomplished by providing full scholarships to students who show a strong commitment to practicing medicine in rural Wisconsin communities post-graduation. The Orion Initiative has been funded by a private donation. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant.
Ranch Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
More than 82,000 Wisconsin drivers added emergency contact information to their licenses since the option was first introduced last year. The Two Inform Families First law was signed into law in 2023. Wisconsinites can add an emergency contact to their record online at wisconsindmv.gov/emergency contact. No visit to a physical location is necessary. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys. And I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
2311, Front Row handed legal setback. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Double, three, number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity in Michigan. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grau.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
NASCAR Cup Series teams 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports suffered a setback in their ongoing legal battle with NASCAR after a three-judge panel from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously vacated a preliminary injunction order today that had allowed the organizations to compete as chartered teams and receive the financial benefits thereof. There will be no impact on the teams this weekend at Michigan International Speedway, as the two outfits may file a petition of rehearing within 14 calendar days. The matter is part of an ongoing legal action against NASCAR, which is still scheduled for trial in December. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The PGA Tour Champions makes a stop at TPC Wisconsin this weekend. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Three-day AM FAM Championship starts tomorrow. Ernie Els is the defending champ. Steve Stricker, who created this event back in 2016, won it 2 years ago. PGA Tour stops this week in Ontario. The RBC Canadian Open starts today. Robert McIntyre is the defending champion. NBA Finals get underway tonight in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder square off against the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers are underdogs. They face a Thunder team that posted an NBA best 68-14 record during the regular season. Brewers off today following a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday and a 5-1 road trip. They'll open a home series against the Padres tomorrow night at AmFam Field. In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids at Wisconsin, Fort Wayne at Beloit. And the NHL Finals take a day off after Edmonton opened with a 4-3 overtime win over Florida last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
The first spring sports state championships of the season get underway this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The WIAA State Track and Field Meet in La Crosse is one of the great spectacles of high school sports, and it is set for this Friday and Saturday. Taking place in the shadows of Granddad's Bluff on the campus of UW La Crosse, hundreds of athletes will take to Veterans Memorial Stadium. In Girls Division I, Homestead's Anissa Barnett is the returning champion in the long jump and two-time champ in the triple jump. Homan's Lydia Lazarescu won both the 100 and 200 last year. Ashwaubenon's Thea Krall is the defending champ in the discus and shot put. Onalaska's Manny Putz is a three-time cross-country state champion and is the returning champ in the boys' 1,600 and 3,200-meter runs. Amory's Lucy Aizperura is looking to make history as she chases her fourth championship in the Division II 100 meters. Osceola's Aletta Udden is a two-time defending champion and state record holder in both the 100 and 300 hurdles events. Notre Dame's James Flanagan is the defending champ in the D2 shot put and discus. Assumption's Bella Thomas is chasing a third D3 girls title in the 100-meter dash and second straight in the 200. The boys' individual tennis championships are coming up this weekend as well. Menominee Falls senior C.J. Criscio is the defending Division I singles champion. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes are a couple weeks ahead of schedule this year. What does that mean for you walleye anglers out there? I'll tell you, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes follow a pattern every year. It's very consistent. For him, it starts during the pre-spawn period, goes through the spawn, and then the post-spawn, and then the spring, early season is what he calls that. And then there's the summer period, fall period, winter period, and then back to pre-spawn. He says that this year the fish are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule for this open water period because it was an early ice out and the water has warmed up quick due to some warmer weather that we've had. He said this means that the Midlake structure is going to be more productive right now. You're going to find big walleyes, small walleyes, and everything in between out on that Midlake structure, and you're going to be able to target those fish with some faster approaches. That means crankbaits, spinner rigs, just about everything works right now. It's a period that he calls the walleye peak, and it's a great time to be out on the water fishing. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as slip-ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers slip-ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds tonight, some showers and storms around, and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a high in the low 70s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms. A mix of sun and clouds for the weekend, more storms possible. Highs both days within a few degrees of 75. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Like it or not, weather is going to be a big discussion moving forward. And is it going to be a weather issue? We're going to find out in our discussion today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sean Hackett's joining us with Hackett Financial Advisors. And, you know, we have been blessed, Sean, with some rains here in the Central Plains over the last, you know, couple of days. And they said there's more to come, but they're also saying wait for July and August. And so as you look at what's happening first here in the States, how much of a weather premium or weather worry should we be looking at from a grain complex?
I think if you look at the last 5 or 6 years, we've had all kinds of weather problems before July, and we've had all kinds of weather problems after July, but our Julys have been outstanding year after year, and it saved crops from greater deterioration below trend line than we've seen. We think this year we're going to see a flip where we, like you said, having good weather before July, we think we can have some very good weather after July. We think the month of July is going to be where the focal point is going to be for some very dry weather. We're not, I don't have a good handle on it, that it's going to be extraordinarily hot, like, you know, 9,500 degrees, but we still think it can be above normal. And you throw high, you know, above normal heat with a very dry July during pollination, and as pods are starting to set for soybeans, that should be enough to bring the market into a weather premium rally that we saw earlier in the year when we had that rally into March. We think we can kind of test those upside targets again, or maybe exceed them, depending on exactly how hot and dry, how dry. So we would focus this year on a dry July to drive the market, and that means maybe a mid-late July top, maybe early August top would be our view this year instead of a mid-late June top, which is what we typically get. That's what we're thinking, and that would be the window for looking for cash sales to get new crop sales on the books and lock in a price that makes sense on the farm.
Well, you know, when you look at it, too, from a South America perspective, they're trying to get this crop harvested in areas of Brazil and in Argentina, having some frost earlier this week. So for them, they're also dealing with some weather struggles.
Yeah, I mean, Argentina's been extremely slow on harvest. They've been struggling to get the crop out. It's been very wet. You know, obviously, they have eventually always harvested, but obviously the delay in that supply and the lower quality that comes with too much rainfall, you know, creates issues with buyers that need a higher quality product. And also, you know, we're looking at another subpar corn crop in Brazil, the second year in a row of a poor corn crop, and it looks like another hot, dry June and July is on the docket for Russia, Ukraine, where they grow a lot of corn. It'd be the second year in a row of that. So everything says to me that the corn market on a global basis is going to stay extremely tight, and that's what makes U.S. July weather turning dry even more important, because we have to have a good crop here or else we quickly run into a situation where nobody has a lot of corn to sell.
You know, the other thing that's kind of sitting in the background besides this weather, Sean, has been China and the U.S. And we know that the president was going to have a conversation with the Chinese president. What are you hearing to this point? And or is this just going to be one of those constant trade changes that are going to happen and affect the way the markets are trading?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're repeating what we did back during the first presidency, term presidency of President Trump, you know, where we had this, you know, we're talking, looks good, we're not talking, it looks good again, we're now talking, you know, I think until the market can get some tangible evidence that a deal framework is getting close and we get an idea of what that framework is, how much corn are they mandated to buy, how much soy, you know, like, you know, until we get some hardcore numbers, I think it's going to be hard for the markets to rally on news of, like, Trump and Xi talking today, apparently, without more tangible evidence. It's still, at this point, going to come to weather unless or until we get something more tangible. Maybe we're hearing, you know, Bessent, Treasury Bessent and his crew are going to go out there and do some more speaking with their crew, and maybe that will bring some more details. But for now, it's going to have a muted effect. It still comes right now, and the focus is going to be weather until those details become more obvious.
So what about the fact that we're still waiting for governments making their decision when it comes to our soybean oil and what's going to move forward with our biodiesel area?
Yeah, it's very frustrating, right? I mean, we got this talk that, you know, we were going to get maybe a 5.5 billion gallon mandate up from 3.3. It was imminent to come out, and then rumors came out that it might be only in the mid-fours, and it may be, take a couple more months to get a final conclusion from the EPA. None of this helps. The oil market has pulled back. Soybeans have been under some pressure ever since. I do think, however, we are going to see a mandate increase. Whether it's mid-fours or mid-fives, I still think it's going to be a positive bullish factor in our market once we get those details more ironclad. And remember, Susan, when you look at the USDA, a sub 300 million carryout market with so few acres getting planted, with a possible dry July leading into August, it wouldn't take a whole lot of change in demand or supply to put the U.S. supply into very uncomfortable, tight situations. So overall, I think what's going on in soybeans is more of a rest than a trend change.
So looking at overall, before we switch over to the livestock, what do you see as other potential grain marketing worries for our grain farmers out there?
Well, in the livestock area, you know, obviously there's clear evidence across the board that the U.S. has finally started retaining heifers and building the herd again. Now, we know that there's no magic bullet with increasing the herd. It's a 12 to 24-year month cycle. But we do know, looking at 55 years of cattle trading history, the year that we start the herd rebuild is typically the year that you make your final high in the market, as it tends to get ahead of what's to come, meaning it sees what's coming and trades what's coming in advance, which means the final surge we're seeing here in the cattle market and the feeder cattle market, we think could be the final surge on this idea of tighter animals coming to the market and insufficient weights to overcome that. And so we would really be thinking that this is the year that if a cattle producer, cattle rancher is looking to maximize his income on the farm, he needs to be looking at ways to really gain length on his cash sales and on his protection, whether using LRP or other protection mechanisms. We really think this is the time not to get complacent. We know price has been high for a while, and we know that it can be easy to think they'll never come down, but we know history says they will, and we think this current surge here is an opportunity to start taking those protective measures. We know cattle have a lot of bad years, and now they've had some good years, and we don't want those bad years to come again without sufficient income coming home on the farm.
So quickly, what are your thoughts on the movement of this dairy industry?
Dairy, in our view, looks very positive. We still feel that the carryover effects of avian flu last year, it's going to keep overall production at bay. We are seeing better demand coming in from Asia, from China. and even here domestically. And we're just feeling that the global supply is going to be muted as demand improves. And with a perishable market like the dairy industry, if you just don't have enough, you're in a major shortage. And if you have just enough, you're in a major surplus. We think we're going to be shifting from surplus to deficit here. And prices have started to rally after making those late winter, early spring seasonal lows. And so we're pretty excited that a $20 market plus is in the cards for later in the year. And where feed prices currently are, so long as dairy producers lock that feed in, this is a good margin on the farm. So we're optimistic producers in the dairy industry are going to have a good year this year as a result.
Wonderful. Sean Hackett joining us today. This is the American Ag Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Local markets from Thursday at Alsivia Durand, cash corn 393, July 395, new crop 388, cash beans 972, July 977, new crop 943. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and July corn 4¼, August 410, new crop 397¼. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, August 416, new crop 401. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 389, new crop 398, cash beans 981, new crop 958. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 395, new crop 398, cash beans 967, new crop 948. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 413, July 415, August 411, new crop 409. Cash beans 1016, July 1019, August 1003, new crop 975. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and July corn 387, new crop 394. Cash beans 982, July 985, new crop 965. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 212 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 182 to 209, market cows 118 to 150, bulls 155 to 196, calves 540 to 1570, beef steers 225 to 760, Holstein steers 150 to 590. Sheep markets, market lambs 260 and down, light lambs at 245 and down, ewes 135 and down, goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 490 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 225 to 241, finished beef heifers 225 to 242, finished dairy steers 200 to 226, market cows 118 to 135, market bulls 170 to 188. Market hogs at Zumbrota at 55 to 82, light sows 46.50 to 59.50, heavy sows 50 to 55. Boar markets sold from 26 to 36.50. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion and Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear Farm Tires, Titan Wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. Prior to the Russian invasion in 2022, Ukraine supplied 50% of the world sunflower market. And with the war ongoing, some of that demand has come to American sunflowers. And our production looks set to boom this year. I'll be back with more after this.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
Yes, American sunflower growers have noticed an increase in demand since Russia invaded Ukraine 3 years ago. And that demand is driving more farmers to plant sunflowers here in the U.S. In fact, according to the latest USDA data, farmers this season will have planted more than 1 million acres. That's a 49% increase over last year. And if we're using trendline yields, the National Sunflower Association estimates total production could reach 1.84 billion pounds, which would be up 60% from 2024. Most of that growth is coming from oil-type sunflowers, where acres are expected to rise 62% to 960,000. Production of oil-type seed is expected to hit 1.61 billion pounds, a 70% increase from last year. Non-oil sunflower acreage is expected to dip slightly, landing near 112,000 acres. Now, this surge comes at a critical time. U.S. oil-type sunflower stocks were down 59% at the beginning of March, offering little cushion to the start of the new marketing year. This year's larger crop will help rebuild those reserves and meet demand from both domestic and international buyers. The domestic sunflower crush is projected to rise to 937 million pounds, with sunflower oil consumption expected to hit 681 million pounds this year. Behind the bullish numbers is the uncertainty still hanging over Ukraine, which had supplied half of the world's sunflower oil before the war. Production and seed availability there remain in flux, keeping the global market tight and pushing more buyers to source from stable regions like the U.S. Market analysts will continue to watch negotiations between Russia and Ukraine, but absent a major breakthrough, it seems unlikely that the Black Sea region will be able to increase production substantially this growing season. What could that mean for prices? I'll have more when we come back.
It's just around the corner. The 62nd annual Duran Fun Fest is this weekend at Memorial Park. The car show and broad feed is Friday night from 5 to 7. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2 p.m. Duran Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Dick's RV, the City of Duran, Comroe Sales and Service.
Despite the big increase in acreage, prices for new crop sunflower seed are expected to stay firm this summer, though soybean market trends could pressure prices later in the year. For now, attention turns to U.S. weather and crop conditions, which will play an important role in determining just how much sunflower power we can deliver in 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant, because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds tonight, some showers and storms around, and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a high in the low 70s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms. A mix of sun and clouds for the weekend, more storms possible. Highs both days within a few degrees of 75. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel.
makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me want to take a back road. Makes me want to take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me want to grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
Serving the Durant area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling off on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side.
each one it to be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up, had to know what was going on. So I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. But there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons.
From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. On quick.
all gone. They did.